Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your boy Joel Embiid with 32 tonight. Make it 33. Did I not just tell you, Mafia, watch this guy with ice water in his veins at the line at the end of a game. Here he is in triple overtime, down two. He makes the first one, triple overtime, a minute and a half left in Philadelphia. He's at the line to try to tie it up. Now, listen, I don't know if he's going to make this, but this guy has ice water in his veins. He's not afraid to shoot these. I've seen him make great free throws clutch at the end of games. It's a great – he just made another one. I mean, this guy just is ice water. He is the baddest mother, 34 tonight in this game. I mean, he is – I got to tell you. Now, I understand everybody's like LeBron and, you know – I guess Durant, right? Isn't that, and Curry, isn't that pretty much, is this the pecking order? And then what? James Harden, and then what? Westbrook. Oh, what a shot. Simmons the rip. Now listen, I got to tell you, I'm putting this guy Embiid and Simmons at the top of my watch list. I like watching them play basketball more than anybody. I mean it. I want to watch this guy play every night. And I seriously, like, he just missed a shot, no call. I get it. But I think he's, like, the baddest Mo in the NBA. I love watching him play. Oh, and he just swatted Westbrook. Oh, my God, he's so unbelievable. That's the second time, Mafia, we've seen him swat Westbrook.
Yeah, I swatted him at the end of, I think it was the first overtime, where it looked like he had just a clear path to the basket to finish it off and swatted him from behind with 7 seconds left.
So, but they just keep getting offensive boards, though. That's killing Philly. He's swatting shots, and they're missing threes, and they still can't get the rip. 27 seconds left in triple overtime. But he just swatted. Look at this swat on Westbrook. He just swatted him and crashed into the seats. He's unbelievable. He really is. I think he's hurt, too. He looks like he's banged up. PG-13 got the rip on a missed three. He missed the three. Now he's sitting on the bench. So what's the deal? Is it a timeout now? They're in a timeout? Because he looks like he's about half dead. He's so exhausted. Look at Embiid. Looks like he's been dragged by a train. Look at him.
Career high in minutes for him tonight.
Look at the numbers in this game. It's insane. Melo's got 24. PG-13, 24. Westbrook, 27, 15 rebounds, 14 dimes, the triple-double. But then on the other side, your boy's got 34, at least. 34, 8 rebounds, 6 dimes, 2 blocks. He had that huge block. Two of them on Westbrook in the last, I guess they're giving him credit for 2 blocks in the game. I've seen both of them late in the game. What a game, triple overtime. Can you believe this, Carver High?
Crazy game. It's wild. And the Thunder are tiring themselves out for Melo's big return to the Garden tomorrow night.
Is that right? A big night at the Garden tomorrow night.
Big night. They're going to have, everybody's going to be out waiting to see Melo in his return to the world's most famous.
You know, I got to say, I probably will dive into that game. Because I know you're not a big Knicks fan. I am. I like, if I had my druthers, as you know, I would, Roberson with a big reverse layup, count it. They're up 2 again with 9 seconds left. I mean, it's about time, don't you think? Are you serious? Are they going to try to tie it and go to 4 overtimes? Or do you try to win it with a 3?
I hope they go to 4th overtime.
No Redick 3?
Yeah, no, let's
get. He's already bricked on one of them. You want to see four
yeah,
overtimes.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
So what I was saying is if I had my druthers, I would rather watch the Knicks play at night, like when their games start at 7:30, than come here. So what happened? I think they missed the shot, and OKC has the ball, and the game's over. 1 second left. Redick missed again, right? It had to be because they keep showing him. I think Redick bricked. I got to see it again. Redick gets it wide open. Oh, he passed it. They give it back to Redick. He shoots the three. Got it blocked. Redick blocked. And I got to see. Wow, that's huge. That's a huge block. That's game over right there. OKC wins the game. That's a huge win for them, if you ask me. I think Patterson swatted him. So there you go. He missed the free throw, the first one. Your boy Westbrook missed the first. But I don't think they – do you honestly think they get – what are they going to do? Do they have a timeout left? No timeouts left. None. They have to make a full court shot with 1 second left. This game's over.
Yeah, there's no way they're doing anything.
So the second one he missed, and they get the rebound. They got to shoot it. Full court, not even close. That's it. They lose. Triple overtime. OKC wins it. Roberson with the winning reverse layup. And Westbrook's being a D at the end of the game, talking smack to Embiid. He's talking smack to...
I'm sure Embiid will tweet about it later, since that's what he loves to do. So
your boy Westbrook can't stop talking going off the court. He's just talking smack to everybody. You know what? I got to tell you, though, the Sixers gave him everything they could handle. And they're not there yet, right? But they're a really good team. I think they're a really tough team. And I think OKC, it's a nice win for them. But I have to say, this year, and I'm on there, you guys have sucked. So there you go.
They're not even in the playoff picture right now.
They're not even in it, right? So start winning some games instead of talking smack to everybody. Start winning some games with your three superstars like tonight. You win the game tonight with all you guys had over 20. Westbrook got a triple-double. That's what they got this team lined up for, right? They stacked them up to win with those three stars, and they gave it to them tonight. So start winning more. They're 14-14 now. They're 500. Start winning.
The same record as the 76ers.
Right, same record. So there you go. Congratulations. You won a game in Philly against the Sixers. They're both 500, so, I mean, that was just a great game is what it was. I don't think there was really, to be honest with you, room for talking smack at the end like Westbrook does, so.
Especially when Embiid swatted you twice on game-winning shots in single overtime and triple overtime.
Swatted you, but you're talking smack going out the door, so congratulations. You know, I'm not a big, as you know, Mafia. You don't see me do that in games, win or lose, talking smack to people or humiliating people. Do you see me doing that?
No, you're usually telling people to knock off their smack talk. Like, dude, you're up 20. Shut up and play.
Just play and don't humiliate people. Don't make people look silly. It's just a basketball game. Don't humiliate people. And that's what he's doing there. He's talking smack going out the door. So there you go. Congratulations, hot shot. And don't tell me that that guy doesn't count every single basket. Remember him last year when he was saying he doesn't worry about numbers? He's such a liar. He wanted triple-doubles every night. He knows exactly how many points, rebounds, and assists he has. Trust me, you. Every guy I ever met cares about their stats in the NBA. They do. And LeBron, all of them, they're all lying when they say they don't care. Of course they care. Michael Jordan cared. He knew what he had to do every night. Trust me.
Well, it's like these guys saying, oh, I don't watch the game when I'm not on. When I'm not playing, I get away from basketball. Meanwhile, they just had a tweet from LeBron saying how great this game is. They all watch, too.
Of course. Of course they do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.